It's that time of year again, and Toronto is as festive as ever. The annual Christmas market in the Distillery District encourages families to come together and enjoy this special time of year. The Christmas market is a valued tradition for residents in the city. Guests can enjoy a variety of food and drinks, go shopping, or listen to carolers like Nicole Daly.
Better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
The people love it. Like, the people love it, especially when they're walking down the street and we're just in a corner and they see us and we start singing. They just go crazy. Like, oh, carolers!
Vendors are a huge part of the Toronto Christmas market. Some booths have been here for the last several years. Ashley Greenville is working at the gingerbread booth at the market.
This is the seventh year that this booth has been here. It's got a bit of a renovation with this new look. So this is the first time it looks this nice.
This booth has both treats for kids and pets. The booth features miniature gingerbread houses that attach to mugs.
So these are edible postcards for dogs. They're made out of rawhide. And I would say the best sellers are mostly the cookies and they call these mug mates.
As many vendors have been coming to the market for several years, this is John Tamori's first year. John owns and runs Pepperlaw Creek Farms for 3 years with his brothers Ben and Tony Tamori, making organic maple syrup.
We've been making maple syrup since we were kids at my parents' place, and we've been doing that for about 25 years now. And the farm, we have quite a few more trees on that property, so we started tapping those trees 3 years ago. And we've sort of grown it to a commercial scale, and now we produce it for large events like this and for other customers who want local maple syrup that's sourced in Ontario and 100% pure.
From engineers to maple farmers, the Tamori brothers are working to make themselves a well-known name. John Tamori quit his job 2 years ago to pursue the maple farm full-time, being the first brother to run the farm.
I grew up at my parents' place where there's about 20 acres. I love working in the forest, working with my hands, and also just agriculture generally. So not to mention, I am able to apply I'm a chemical engineer by profession, so I'm able to apply a lot of the skills and the education that I've received to what we do, because the design and implementation of our collection systems it's an industrial process at that level, I guess you could call it. It takes a fair bit of design and just strategy to properly lay out everything.
The Pepperlaw Creek Farm has been owned by the Tamori family for 6 years now. However, neither of them imagined the amount it would grow to be.
3 years ago, my brothers and I just we didn't spend a whole lot of time at the farm before. There was no house on it, there was nothing like that. So we would occasionally go there, maybe once every 2 or 3 months. But there's one time where we went to the farm and we did a really nice walk through the forest, and we just were blown away by the maple trees there. And we said, wow, this is our opportunity to make maple syrup, you know, a full-time profession. And that day on, we sort of just started making plans. We'd pulled a lot of really long days where we would be working in the evenings and on weekends to get the installation started. And then it just got to a point where we added another forest that was, you know, adjacent to us, and we added a whole bunch of taps, so it justified me quitting as the first one. And that's how it started, and we're just kind of progressing and adding things like this market, to just increase the viability so one of my brothers can join me hopefully next year. So.
Although he pursued a career in engineering, he found his passion in maple farming. However, his engineering background hasn't been forgotten.
Suddenly when you go from engineering can be a little bit more one-dimensional, so I have a set skill set and I have a set sort of repertoire of duties, right? And I would say that when I went into this full time, I had to do everything. I was doing business administration, sales, marketing, you know, operations, I'm installing pipes, I'm doing all this stuff, right? So for me, it was a big learning curve and also just forcing myself to do things that perhaps I wasn't used to doing in the past, like sales and marketing is something I never touched as an engineer, and I had to jump into stuff like that, so.
But maple farming is no easy task.
So we'll collect all the sap, we'll bring it to one spot, and we'll put it through a couple of filtration units to clean it and concentrate it. And then we'll put it through a wood-fired evaporator. So we'll boil it for a lengthy amount of time, and then we'll produce final syrup. It starts, the sap comes out of the trees at about 2% sugar, and we finish it at 66%. So there's a lot of boiling and water removal. But nothing is added along the way. It's just a question of removing the water.
While other farmers usually harvest in the fall, maple syrup is produced in the spring.
Usually the majority of the syrup is produced in 2 months. So sap in the trees will flow in the spring. So that'll start with the first thaws of the spring. And then the sap will start moving up and down the trees. And then we tap the trees and we start bringing that out. And that season goes till the trees will actually bud. So when the leaves start growing on the trees, basically. And that usually will last about 2 months.
75% of the world's maple syrup is made in Quebec, but what makes Pepperlock Creek Farms maple syrup different is how it's produced.
So there are a couple of things. Producers will use different agents for cleaning their tubing systems and lines like that. We don't use anything. There's also things like the cleaning of your pan. Some producers may use something like phosphoric acid, whereas we'll use food grade vinegar. Things like that. So there are a number of things, and there's also tapping practices. We make sure that we never tap trees that are too small, and never put more than two taps into a tree. So that's a sort of a sustainable tapping procedure that gets you into the organic realm.
John's booth will be at the Toronto Christmas Market until December 22nd. The Pepperlock Creek Farms, located in Oxbridge, Ontario, is open all year round. For Newsnight, this is Natasha Herman.